Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Podmas Day.
Shit.
Eight? I think it's day nine.
Oh my god. Shit.
Wait, no, day eight. You're right. Six. Because this is only the third one we're recording, right?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on or who we are anymore.
What year is
this? We don't
know
what day this is coming out. We know what we're talking about, but we have no idea.
Yeah. But happy Podmas regardless.
Happy Podmas. We're back with another fucking episode, you guys. Are you sick of this yet? Like, this is truly insane what we're doing. Do you realize that?
I think it's great.
We are essentially saying listen to us every single day.
That's fine.
You know, anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes.
That's okay.
We are forcing ourselves to talk, which I think is actually really good because it also helps with comedy. It gives you joke inspiration and makes you, you know, figure out what's going on in the world. And
it's not like we're not. It's not like we're talking about dirt for 30 minutes.
No.
So at least you're giving us some fun content.
Unless it's celebrity dirt.
Ooh.
This is Wildcard Wednesday. So this is a sort of day of the week where we kind of just do whatever. We decided this time that we are going to go to Ask Reddit and find some cool questions to answer that might make for a good conversation.
Yeah.
So we have a couple and let's just get right into it. So the first one, we're going to go down a rabbit hole with this one. So what are some forgotten things of the internet?
Dun, dun, dun.
Nostalgic websites that we used to go on. What are some forgotten things? Does anything come to mind for you?
Yes. Charlie the Unicorn.
Charlie the Unicorn. Where was that? Was that YouTube?
That was on YouTube.
Was it only YouTube?
E-Bombs World, I think.
E-Bombs World.
Ooh, that was another one, the forgotten thing. Also, another thing on E-Bombs World was the G.I. Joe little cartoons that they had.
I never saw those.
They were so funny. It was like parodies of G.I. Joe.
Okay.
It was so funny. That Salad Fingers is also a classic.
Salad Fingers.
Oh my god.
Also, there's a series called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. I don't think a lot of people have heard of that, but like that's also a really like nostalgic, creepy YouTube video.
What's it called?
Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
And it's a creepy YouTube video.
It's like about like these puppets and it looks like it's like an educational video. And then like all of a sudden it gets like super deep and like super twisted.
What?
Yeah, it's interesting. But that's also like a deep rabbit hole to go down.
God damn. That's insane.
But also like Pixo was really good.
The Pixo sites.
Yes. I really wish I knew like what they did with our stuff from those sites when they got rid of them.
Yes.
And also, do you remember that dolls website where you can go and like customize little dolls? No.
I don't think I remember that one.
That
Do you remember what it was called?
Dolls. D-O-L-L-Z.
D-O-L-L-Z?
Yeah.
I have no sweet clue.
That might have been a fever dream.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It definitely was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember using this. So some things for me, Homestar Runner.
Oh,
which was like cartoons and stuff. And then Teen Girl Squad was one of them. That came out of that I watched all the freaking time. Definitely, what was it? Pixo?
Yeah.
What was the site called?
P-I-C-Z-O.
Pixo website. Yeah. I'm going to Google image to see if this brings up any memories. Oh, yeah, it does. Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, this was like just a very retro website that you would just add pictures and text and stuff. And I remember I had one when I was dating my first boyfriend and I had tons of like pictures of us on there. And there was like clip art that was essentially GIFs, like the old school GIFs that were like animated clip art that you would like put all over it. And oh boy, that's, that brings back memories.
I remember there was like a shout out page that you can have too. You like shout out to your friends.
Yeah. And people will get so pissed if they weren't on the show.
Yeah. I actually had like some, because you know how there's like a guest book that you could sign?
Yeah.
I had somebody go into my guest book and be like, I noticed that you didn't give me a shout out and I just want you to know how offended I am.
What?
And I was like, I don't even know you, ma'am.
So on that same subject, do you remember LiveJournal?
I do.
That's definitely a forgotten thing of the internet that I forget about sometimes that existed. Does that still exist? I feel like this whole segment is just, does this still exist?
Do you want to hear a really dark story about LiveJournal?
I do.
So I went to high school with this guy who went missing, and he only posted in his LiveJournal to like once in a while to keep people updated. And then one day he stopped posting to his LiveJournal. He was like posting this really weird stuff like, I'm better off now, and like, I'm lost in the woods, you'll never find me. And then he ended up dead.
This is a real story of someone from Nova Scotia?
That was a guy I went to high school with. His name was Emmett.
Whoa. Yeah. So how was he updating his LiveJournal when he was in the woods?
I don't know. That might have been like, we don't know what happened to him, but like, that's like all his LiveJournal feed was, is like, yeah, really cryptic stuff like that, I guess.
That's wild.
Yeah. Also, really weird platform to use to like, anyways, it was really strange.
I think I just found my LiveJournal.
Ooh.
Because I remembered my username. Holy shit. Oh my God. 2007 was my last post.
Holy.
Do we want to read my... I'm scared.
Please.
I just got to say, I have no idea what I'm about to read. And I'm a little scared. But here we go. So the title is Stupid Eye Infections. And here we go. So yeah, I have pink eye. I basically missed Mardi Gras night because I felt like shit on Friday night. Plus, I looked like Satan with the whole bloodshot eye thing. Then the next day, my other eye went bloodshot. And so now I look even worse. I got eye drops from Shoppers, but if it's not cleared by Monday, then I'll have to see someone or something. It's really gross and uncomfortable. I won't go into detail, but it's not fun. I really want to go home soon. I'm so homesick lately. Next weekend, perhaps. I have PR St. Patty's Day party on Thursday. This was college, so I was at the Mount at this time.
Oh.
And may go home Friday morning. Then the weekend after... Next, I have a PR pub crawl, which should be awesome. I hope and pray nothing happens to stop me from going to that. Fingers crossed. Oh, here we go.
Oh boy.
I am so unhealthy. I have to start eating better, feeling better, and working better. Same, though.
Ma'am.
Same. I just have to take better care of myself. Ding, ding, ding. This was 2007. I'm dead. Let me just see if there's any juice in here. Been so apathetic lately, it's hard to get motivated. This term has been hell. I'm finding school so much harder now. I feel like I don't like it anymore, and dealing with it still not having a co-op position and security is stressing me out. Festival Anaganesh. Okay, so this is just me talking about school. It feels like Halifax is where I am supposed to be, despite how difficult living arrangements will be if I do get a co-op here. I just don't want to be in the Nesh Anaganesh. It's my home, and don't get me wrong, but I just don't want to be there for the summer. Basically, I don't see myself living there again. Is that wrong? Blah.
Wow.
Anyways, that's enough for now. Not feeling so hot, so I may don't and sleep or die. Or die!
Holy shit.
This is madness.
And no one found that concerning.
I can't believe that this still exists. This is my old LiveJournal. I want to see if I can find some sort of emo dramatic sad girl bullshit. Let's see. There's quizzes, tons of quizzes. Oh my God. This is when I was dating. Oh my God. I found my... There's my ex-boyfriend's LiveJournal.
Oh, cute.
So by going in here, I'm now connected with all my other friends' LiveJournals, too, because I have the tags.
Oh.
So I could go in and, oh, my Lord. I'm this is wild to me. Anyways, that's my live journal. I found my live journal.
That is very...
I'm going to go back and read yikes. Through this and find some joke inspiration because I'm sure that it'll be there.
Oh, man. That was really intense. Or die.
Or die. Right? A lot of it is just like, back in the day, you would just talk about what you were doing. Oh, I'm going to the bar tonight. It's going to be so much fun. Like, things just aren't like that anymore.
No. People shame you for that kind of stuff now.
Oh, my Lord. Listen to this. I just poured my heart out in a long entry and it got deleted. I feel like screaming because I finally said all the things I've been feeling over the past couple of weeks. Fuck, 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 fuck you, live journal. I shall work on it again, I guess.
Oh, my. But they let you keep the one that... Wow.
Oh, my wow. Lord. Man. I got me a fever and cowbell will do me no good.
What? Are you okay? Passera, you good, bro?
My Lord, this is wild. Anyways, I'm gonna dive back into this when I have more time, because that's so funny to me.
That's hilarious.
I also have one of just quotes. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lives within us. Don't dwell on the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Life is a maze in which we take the wrong turn before we have learned to walk.
What?
These are all quotes that I just like.
But you're walking already.
Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever. I like that one.
Yeah.
Sounds like, I've always liked this one too. Life is a comedy for those who think and a tragedy for those who feel.
Ooh.
What an emo sad girl. Anyway, guys, I found my live journal and that this is groundbreaking to me. What are some other forgotten things of the internet?
Let's see. Pixosites.
E-Bombs World, Homestar Runner. Fucking just like Hot or Not.
Oh my God. Hot or Not.
Hot or Not.
That was a bad bag of beans.
Chat Roulette.
Oh yeah. Oh, like ICQ, MSN.
ICQ. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah.
It is a MySpace. Do you
remember
MySpace?
MySpace in general. Do you remember board.com? It was like a gaming site that you could go to. It was really fun.
Oh, I think I remember that now.
Board.com and like Candy Shop.
Yes!
Yeah.
I remember that. Fuck.
So good.
I really hope the listeners at home are also going, yes!
Yeah! And I hope that they find their live journals.
Holy shitballs. That's insane. So another question that I have written here for us to talk about is, where is it? Good question. What behavior really says a lot about a person?
Ooh. What behavior really says a lot about a person? Just somebody who like does things, like does nice things and doesn't really expect anything back.
So yeah, that's
person. We already talked about that.
That's
but, like,
pure kindness. That is something. You, yeah.
Like, okay.
Someone who isn't showy.
Yep. Somebody who doesn't expect really anything, just like does things.
It's proof that they're a purely kind person.
Yeah.
I think a small behavior that I always look at is just how people talk to like waiters.
Yeah, that too. That's a big one.
And how they how they interact with servers and waiters.
Also how men treat their mom too. Like men specifically, because apparently like how men treat their mom is how they're going to treat you.
So, agree. But if it's too good, that's concerning.
Yeah. There has to be that balance, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You don't want someone whose mom is controlling them, but you want somebody who like obviously respects their mom and respects the woman in their life.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of other behaviors that say a lot about somebody.
Also, people who talk shit about people behind other people's back is doing it to you too.
Everyone talks shit behind people's back, though. Yeah. Everyone does. I feel like talking shit behind someone's back isn't necessarily a sign that you're a bad person.
No.
Because I just feel like everyone does it. So I feel like it's a trait that you know, unless you're someone who's super secretive and you only have one person that you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's like, if you think of like the conversations you have, it's usually about other people.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
The way people treat animals?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. That could be, that definitely be one.
You can't trust somebody who doesn't like animals.
I agree.
It's different, like, if somebody, like, is not a dog person or, like, not a cat person. But if they hate, like, all animals, they want nothing to do with them, there's something. You can't trust them.
I don't know how I feel about people who don't like cats, because I, like, if you're an animal person, if you say you're an animal person and you don't like cats, you aren't an animal person.
Yeah.
Like, it's always weird to me when people are, like, dismissive of cats, because I'm just like, they're the most precious, cute thing ever. Like, how could you? It's okay if you're a dog person and you don't want a cat yourself. But, like people who are like, oh, they're just, they don't, oh, yeah, okay, so they're not loving on you, so that's why you don't like them? That's so selfish.
People who don't like cats have control issues. Because most of the time, like, you can't control a cat.
You can't. You have to let them come to you. You have to be patient.
You can't train them like you can train a dog.
Exactly.
So, like, yeah, people who don't like cats have control issues.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
I would totally agree. Also, how someone reacts when they don't get what they want says a lot about
the person. Yeah, absolutely.
So if they are someone who gets really, really worked up and gets really angry, that's concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a fun one. So if personalities had a flavor, what would you taste like? This is a hard question. Do you have any ideas?
I personally would probably taste like vanilla, but like with Pop Rocks.
Oh, Pop Rocks vanilla?
Because like sometimes I'm boring, but sometimes I'm like, woo. You just never know. You never know when you're going to hit a Pop Rock.
I really, really like that. What would I taste like? Something sour. More sour than sweet, for sure.
Yeah. Or something that starts off sour and then gets sweet.
Maybe some sort of lemonade situation.
Mm.
I could see. Because I think lemonade is refreshing. And I think I'm a refreshing person.
You are a refreshing
person.
But
there's some sourness there. There's some tang.
Also very sweet.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of a mix of sour, sweet, and like refreshing, which would be like, I think lemonade would be my flavor. I don't see myself being like an overly sweet flavor.
Yeah, like pink lemonade. You wouldn't be pink
because
lemonade.
I have sass.
So you wouldn't.
So I see the sass as coming out as like a sour taste.
So you wouldn't be like a cherry blaster.
Or maybe salty, because I am a salty person. Maybe popcorn. Maybe I would taste like popcorn. Popcorn's my favorite snack. So that's secretly what I want to taste like.
I taste like a potato because I am a potato. Or butternut squash. I also look like a butternut squash. So.
Ooh, yeah. Something like sweet and salty popcorn, maybe. Ooh. Would be me.
Oh, would you be like the cans of popcorn?
No, I think the specific sweet and salty. Like, you know the sweet and salty popcorn? Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, it's both.
Literally sweet and salty?
Yeah, that would be me. That would be me.
Excellent. Love that for you.
Okay, next question. What makes a perfect Christmas for you?
Wait, do I go first?
Do you have an idea of what would make the perfect Christmas?
Yeah. The perfect Christmas for me is watching A Christmas Story. And then, like, Christmas Eve, watching A Christmas Story and opening a present. And then in the morning, having crepes in the morning. And having alcohol, like coffee with alcohol in it. And then opening up presents. And then sleeping for most of the day. And then having a big dinner. And then going back to bed.
I think you nailed it. I honestly don't think I would. I mean, we do pancakes, not crepes. But, you know, same kind of dealy. Big breakfast. I like a white Christmas. I don't feel like I don't think it feels like Christmas without snow. It just doesn't. I am someone who, like, I haven't had a lot of Christmases in my family home since I've moved to Halifax.
Yeah.
I really do miss the family home for Christmas. Like, when I think of the perfect Christmas, I do really think of the childhood aspect of Christmas. And being, you know... I always say, first trauma I ever experienced was finding out Santa wasn't real. It was the first, I literally felt so betrayed. I cried all night. My mom still says that it was like one of the worst nights of her life was telling me that Santa didn't exist.
My sister just like nonchalantly told me, she's like, well, yeah, and the Santa Claus doesn't exist. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
What you mean?
The thing is like, I've had a lot of bad Christmases, just personally. Like, I went through a breakup during Christmas. Mm. There was one Christmas where I had chlamydia. It's a joke I have now. I've had a lot of bad things happen around Christmas. That
sounds good.
I also, my first boyfriend, I think he and I also had a breakup around Christmas time. So I, in adult life, I don't associate it with good things. But now where I am, I'm like, I'm really craving that nostalgia. And I'm craving that familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm craving that again. So I'm trying to get back into the spirit of that. But I do see it being snowy, fluffy snow, cozy inside, yes. No plans, no going anywhere. Just staying in. You can't go anywhere because
everything's closed.
Just staying in and eating all the food. Having an excuse to be a lazy fuck all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Naps. I do think of naps when I think of Christmas. All the naps.
Oh my God, it doesn't matter where I am, it's nap season, especially at Destin's mom's place, because like, yeah. They get up so early in the morning, I don't know why, but like, it's always like 6 a.m. they're up and like opening presents, and then by 8 a.m. everyone's like back to sleep again.
Yes. Yeah, so I definitely see that. It's that's our perfect Christmases, everybody.
Yeah, I love Christmas. When I say Christmas is my favorite time of year, that's what I mean, just like hanging out at home and like cozy. Eating all the food, like cozy time. But yeah.
Love it. Love it. I still like Halloween better. That's just me.
I do like Halloween a lot. They die. They're
if you had to choose, do you, gun to your head.
Night Before Christmas. Because it's both.
Gun to your head, a holiday though, not a movie.
But, okay. I just die because I don't know.
I think you're going to say Christmas. It's okay if you say Christmas.
I actually want to say Halloween.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling because I'm like, I love Christmas too.
And that's maybe because we're in Christmas right now.
But no.
We need to ask you this when we're not
in. Ask me in the summertime.
Yeah. Then you would give a more, less biased answer.
But I love both.
Yeah.
I can't pick a favorite child.
I think most parents could.
I do like Halloween a little bit better than Christmas.
Guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Podmas. We will be back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
I love you.